This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A judge blocked a scheduled meeting of Colorado Republicans that was set for tomorrow. The meeting was meant to challenge the leadership for State Party Chair Dave Williams and potentially remove him. Williams had sued his critics, claiming the meeting wasn't authorized and that any vote would be invalid. The ruling comes as a reprieve, even as pressure continues to build on Williams. Multiple Republican nominees for Congress signed a letter today asking Williams to resign or face removal from office. Indigenous people living in the Pikes Peak region now have access to free higher education. KRCC's Andrew Chulfin has more.
Pikes Peak State College says any member of a federally recognized tribe living in El Paso, Teller, or Elbert counties can now apply for tuition assistance through the school's new First Nations Promise program. The goal is to help serve people who might not be adequately covered by financial aid. Pikes Peak State College is among several higher education institutions in Colorado introducing new measures to entice Indigenous students to enroll. That's in addition to a recent state law requiring all public Colorado universities to offer in-state tuition classification to students belonging to the 48 tribal nations with historical ties to the state. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Pikes Peak State College has an operating agreement with CPR, which manages KRCC. Pikes Peak State College has no editorial influence. Showers that passed over Metro Denver have regrouped into a line of thunderstorms moving onto the eastern plains. Heavy rain and gusty winds are possible with those storms. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.